Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Cappuccinos, Cupcakes, and a Corpse, a Cape Bay Cafe Mystery, by Harper Lynn. Narrated by Marguerite Gavin. Chapter 1. I was bent over a cappuccino, carefully moving my milk pitcher to etch a design into the foam, when Mrs. D'Angelo burst into the cafe. "Francesca!" she exclaimed so loudly that I jumped, pouring milk across the center of my design and out onto the saucer and counter. I sighed and put down the milk pitcher, then plastered on a huge smile before looking up at her. "Mrs. D'Angelo," I tried to sound happy despite having ruined my almost-finished cappuccino. "Francesca," she said again, coming around the counter. She grabbed my hands. "How are you, dear? Oh, you poor thing. I've been so worried about you." She put one hand on my cheek, still managing to grasp both of mine in her other hand. She was exceptionally strong for an older woman. "You precious dear." I tried to keep the happy look on my face as I took half a step back, but some glimmer of distress must have flickered through my eyes because Mrs. D'Angelo pulled me into a tight hug. "No, no, no, you dear girl, you come here." She held me in such a way that my hands were pinned up by my shoulders, as if I had been raising them in surrender when she moved in. I patted the woman's shoulders feebly with the slight range of motion I had in my wrists. "You don't have to be strong, Francesca, you don't have to be strong," she murmured. At that moment I wished I was strong, strong enough to break away from her grip. I caught the eye of one of my employees coming out of the back room and sent her a "help me" message with my eyes. "Mrs. D'Angelo, is that you?" Sammy asked.